No one likes a tattletale. This is TFG Unbuttoned.
It's the Focus Group Unbuttoned with Jim Bennett and John Nash, an off-the-cuff take on politics, pop culture, and current events.
Hello, everybody. Tim Bennett here, as always, with my good friend and co-host, Mr. John T. Nash. We are TFG Unbuttoned, the Tuesday podcast to the famous Focus Group radio show or internet show or program show or webcast, whatever you want to call it, John, the Focus Group with Tim Bennett and John Nash, which is released every Wednesday. Find out all about us and all of our media at focusgroupradio.com. While you're there, you'll see some of our partners, including Critics' Choice Video. We'll speak about them later on here in the podcast. But it's America's favorite movie and TV authority since 1987. And we appreciate their support of us since we've started here. So hello, Mr. Nash.
Good morning and happy week, everybody. Here we are.
Happy week.
Well, you know, what do they say? March comes in like a lion, goes out like a lamb, right? And it seems that March is moderating a bit. I know we're going to have some bad storms and some other stuff happen. But when you get these days where it pops up to here in the Northeast, at least, when it pops up to 50-something, 60, and you don't need the scarf, and maybe you could ditch the gloves, you're suddenly like, wow, yeah, right. You know, spring's on the way.
Hey, question for you. Do you guys dye Easter eggs?
No, but we did as kids. And the kit that we always used to get, you still can see it. Was it the PAS? P-A-A-S?
Yeah, yeah.
And it would come with this wire thing that you would bend, and that was what you would hold the egg, and you'd put it in the bowl and swirl it around. But I believe that egg dyeing this year has become extremely problematic due to the cost of eggs, right?
Yeah, well, they were talking about kids maybe dyeing or, you know, decorating potatoes, but I,
which would be funny. We saw fake eggs at the grocery store.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I don't know what, Bob and I couldn't quite figure out what they were made out of, but it was a carton of 12, and they were just this egg-shaped object, and maybe it's plastic or something, but it was cheap, and it was like, in, you know, do your eggs, you know, but I thought that maybe the dyes and stuff people did for the, have to adhere to the shell of the egg, which is different than what this thing is. Who knows?
Right, so they'd have to make that. So it's another thing we missed then. I guess we could have come out quickly with a Chinese ripoff of an eggshell and did it for
it would have gotten trapped in tariff hell.
Yeah, you think eggs are expensive. Wait, see the fake ones.
Had we done it a year ago, they would have already been here on shelves. And yeah, because you have to plan ahead, right?
Yeah, I was wondering, my mom, we still decorate eggs, I think. I don't know why. It's just one of those things that moms do, I suppose. But
she's got to hard boil them first, right?
You hard boil them, and then we do them. And my nieces still like to do them. Now they have kids, of course, so that's enjoyable. But I was wondering about the cost of eggs, whether people would be cutting back on it. Because my mother would do 2 or 3 dozen, or 4 dozen. Each kid had a dozen eggs.
Wow. But, you know, as you
now,
said
now
that,
would
I did
be quite
the math.
Expensive. Yeah.
Yeah, as you said that, I did the math, and I thought, okay, even if you just said $8 a dozen, right? $32 for 4 dozen, or it's 16 for, and we're talking about a product that I used to be able to buy at the grocery store for like $2.60 for a dozen, right?
Yeah, it's a pretty expensive egg salad. I'm guessing if you,
I have changed my diet, my breakfast habits because of this, so I don't know why. And I'm sure it may change, but a carton of egg whites is still like $4. And so now I'm back to my like one whole egg and, you know, liquid egg whites for the rest of it. And so now a carton of eggs is going to last me 12 days of breakfast, right? As opposed to like I used to do 2 or 3 a morning. But it's those kinds of weird decisions that you make as a consumer, right? When food prices go sideways.
Well, I was at a dinner party over the weekend, and everybody was talking about how even the baked goods at bakeries and if you go out for breakfast now, there's a surcharge at some restaurants for the eggs because you need eggs for eggs or omelets or French toast or waffles or pancakes, right? So, yeah, I don't know. I thought, you know, January 20th, prices were going down.
We're going to lower the price of your grocery bill.
But I don't
instead,
know what happened. I don't know what happened.
We're spitting in the wind at Canada, a country that I happen to enjoy a great deal. Hello, Canadian friends. We love you.
It's crazy. And they have a new prime minister, or they will have a new prime minister shortly. They call the federal elections, but it looks like it's the guy Mark Carney, who was never an elected person, but he is a has a banking background and
investment banking. Yeah,
appears he's going to be pretty tough with our administration, which is again, people just shake their heads. It's disheartening what's going on. But I don't. There's got to be a time, I think, where people just finally have had enough. I don't know when that will be.
But, oh, Tim, you're my laughter. We've been saying this forever. And just if you just look at it from the following perspective, business thrives, people thrive with continuity and stability, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And government is meant to do that. It's meant to project that, you know, here's how the rules are done. It's the rule of law, whatever. So this whole last week, tariffs on, tariffs off. And do you know anything about the Commerce Secretary Lutnick, whatever? I watch him, and it's almost as if he reads a talking point off a bazooka bubblegum wrapper, then goes on to the news or CNBC or wherever he is, says the point, and then he goes to the next show, and they're like, oh, no, Trump's changed his mind. Okay, give me another bubblegum wrapper. What's the philosophy now?
And it's sickening because they all have to jerk him off on, you know, in front of him when they're ever in the Oval Office or whatever. It's they'll say their piece. Like you said, they'll say their soundbite, and then they always finish it with under the strong leadership of President Donald Trump,
whose only real business experience is bankrupting companies and playing a business executive on TV. It's just you're fired.
Yeah, you're fine. So, hey, we've got we have three stories we want to share with you that we find throughout the week, and we'd like to share them with you here on TFG Unbuttoned. The first one actually involves Trump and one of our favorite organizations, Moms for Liberty, which is they've opened a snitch line for DEI in schools. That's what when we did the opening about Tattletales. So Donald Trump has partnered with All People, this far-right hate group, Moms of Liberty. And they've created an online portal which allows people to snitch on public schools to alert the administration if there's any diversity, equity, or inclusion efforts happening there. And so you can go on to enddei.ed.gov. Of course, that's easy to remember. enddei.ed.gov. And you can snitch on anybody who may have diversity efforts happening or critical race theory, which they've never proved has been taught, all kinds of other issues that the Moms of Liberty think are wrong, particularly when they confuse LGBTQ identities with inappropriate sexual content, which, you know, that's just a head scratcher as well, but our rogue sex education, all these other things. So what I do love, John, and you can share with the listeners about what has happened to the old snitch line that has been opened up.
Well, the old snitch line's been spammed, spam. So people have been signing up the snitch line for newsletters from the Scientology, from porn websites, from the Satanic Temple. Someone even sent in the script of the Bee movie, B-E-E, the Bee movie. And some have been reporting Elon Musk as a DEI hire. you know, the cruelty, the cynicism, and dare I say this, my mom taught me and has taught all my siblings and myself that the word that she hates the most in the English language is the slur that she prefers never to hear is calling someone stupid, because she always taught us that stupid was almost irredeemable. Like you can't. And yet I look at all this and I just think, how stupid do you have to be? Right? So you're going to snitch on a school?
Yeah.
And look how broad the criteria is. Critical theory, critical race theory, rogue sex education. I don't know what that means. And divisive ideologies. Well, the divisive part comes down to LGBTQ identity or reverse discrimination. That's a good one. Meanwhile, the Moms for Liberty has aligned themselves. They've quoted Hitler in some of their press releases. And they count the Proud Boys as one of their, you know, staunch defenders. Wow. Well, you hear me, like I'm failing in words because I'm like, wow. So I say, take that enddei.ed.gov, have at it. You know, wouldn't it be funny to report schools from the Deep South?
Well, I'm tempted. I hope. I was trying to figure out what we could report. And if anyone's out there, so be sure to go to enddei.ed.gov and report them or sign them up for newsletters or any of those sort of things. I think I love when that stuff happens. Remember these Moms of Liberty? I think they're the ones who did the survey about marriage equality.
And it it was overwhelmingly in favor. Yeah.
Like 95%.
Then they shut it down.
Yeah, I love when that stuff happens.
Well, it shows you who they are, that they can't think through the notion that others would just, you know. Another favorite of mine was when in the 2020 elections, when COVID was still raging and all the protocols were in place, but Trump insisted on having a rally somewhere out. It was an area, I forget what state it was. And all these Twitter people, or it was a TikTok or Twitter, they all went and they booked the tickets in advance. So when he showed up, it was like an empty arena. I think that's the one where Herman Cain got sick and passed away afterwards, right?
It may have been. And then people were also ordering the merchandise too, and just putting it in the carts so it would take the merchandise out so it would show it wasn't there. But then they were ordering merchandise with the hope that it would be bought. I love that stuff.
Yeah.
The merch.
And I wish they would do more of this. So we'll
see. Hey, speaking of merch, we want to share with you one of our partners here on TFG Unbuttoned, Mando, which if you go to shopmando.com, you'll be able to, we recommend the starter pack to get yourself started with. It's we like to say total body confidence in a bottle or an all-in-one solution. And as you know, John and I like to apply the four P's of marketing, which are product, price, place, and promotion, when we do any sort of business, particularly with clients. And we thought this one was perfect, and we came up with the four P's of freshness for Mando, which were protection, because it's odor-free, keeps you odor-free up to 72 hours. Placement, which it's perfect for not only your underarms, but your privates and your feet.
Southern hemisphere.
The southern hemisphere, right? Your pits, your privates, and your feet. Also, it's got some great scents like clover woods and citrus smells, or bourbon leather is my new favorite, John. I kind of like, I'm using that in the spray. And then, of course, there's a great price that we're offering to listeners of TFG Unbuttoned.
So to pick up on what Tim was saying, I've been using Mando products for almost 2 months now. And it was a sort of a slow introduction. And I started with the stick deodorant because I think that's the most familiar to most people, especially guys, right? Like it's stick deodorant. And the thing about this stuff that's fascinating to me is, yes, it is effective for 72 hours. No, it doesn't stop you from sweating. I never bought a deodorant to stop me from sweating. I just bought it and used it to mask odor and smell. Mando does that like in spades. Fantastic. And then I moved to the deodorant cream. Now, this is a new one for me, and it's the sports smell, so it has a citrus smell to it. One little pea-sized dot of cream for both either underarm literally keeps you, smelling great, and they're not lying, 72 hours. So the cream and the stick have been my absolute favorite two products. I switch off between them. Using the cream more these days, I just think it's amazing to do that on a dry underarm, and you're like set for literally, it goes into the next day. I'm like, this is amazing stuff. And lastly, I would say, if you do the starter pack, you could actually pick up two. A starter pack comes with a stick deodorant and a cream deodorant, both products I've just been discussing, which I'm really pleased with. If you do the starter pack, as Tim suggested, you could pick two extra things to come with it. And we like to think of the mini body wash. The body wash is great. And there's these things called deodorant wipes, which are fantastic for gym goers. So let's say you do a strength training.
A little touch up.
And you don't want to take a shower. It's the winter, or you don't want to dry your skin out or something because you don't really need to. The deodorant wipes are fantastic to have in your gym bag because you could wipe certain areas down and you are set to go. So we have a special offer for all you Focus Group Unbuttoned listeners, and new customers can get $5 off the starter pack that we've been discussing using an exclusive code. And for you guys, that code is FOCUS, F-O-C-U-S, which literally gets you 40% off the starter pack. And you do that by going to shopmando.com, S-H-O-P-M-A-N-D-O.com. And there you go. Mr. Bennett, do you want to reinforce that?
Yes, no, of course. Shopmando.com. Use our code, our discount code, FOCUS, for up to 40% off your starter pack, plus free shipping. And you get four of the products there. As John said, two products plus two free products you could pick. And there's a number of scents. And I particularly like it because when you and I just traveled to Los Angeles, and as you said, we've been using these products for a couple of months. And it was a long day of driving and planes, trains, and automobiles. And I was happy to have Mando products on me because I'm sure I was pretty ripe when I arrived in California.
Yeah.
We have a story here that John found about recycling of clothing. And we both found this quite interesting. The headline is 134 million tons of textiles will be wasted annually by the end of the decade. What if we could recycle them instead? And this really revolves around polyester. And they said one of the biggest sustainability challenges in the textile industry revolves around polyester clothing, which does not disintegrate. And they said nearly 60% of our clothing is or has some sort of polyester in it. And we recycle less than 1% of textiles, which I had no idea. And I guess if you think about it, all the clothes and things people buy and get rid of, do you throw clothes away or do you donate them?
Donate them. But, you know, the life of a piece of clothing is fascinating. And I'll just do this quick little story to show you. My old business partner, Greg, was a copywriter at my second agency and also for my first agency. And Tim knows Greg really well. Greg went on he used to be a travel writer as well. He went on a familiarization trip to Africa.
He was a fam trip,
and he was visiting a village, and all these kids came running out to say hello, and he said they were adorable. He was taking pictures, and one girl had this enormous, like, XL t-shirt on that said Batgirl. So he has a bunch of pictures from Africa with these kids wearing American clothing with, like, Batgirl and other, and, like, you know, lawn care t-shirts, whatever. A lot of this stuff ends up in different parts of the world, and if it's not going to be worn by somebody and it has to go into a landfill or it's garbage, if it's cotton, that's going to disintegrate over time because it's basically an organic substance. But most of our clothes actually have something in them synthetic, right, like polyester. And so a French engineering company called Technip and Energies, they partnered with IBM to come up with a solution for removing the polyester from clothing. They use IBM's Volcat technology. It stands for volatile catalyst. It's a process that uses a mix of, it sounds even worse, ethylene glycol and heat to dissolve polyethylene terephthalates into molecules. And that's polyester, by the way. The molecules can then be arranged together again and the aim of creating new polyester. So they're thinking that this pilot project can take the polyester out of the fabric, recombine it to make polyester for some other new clothing down the line. But the remains, what's left, is stuff that could actually biodegrade or just, you know, disappear over time.
You did not say energies.
I can't help it. Madame Bossman would be proud of my high school French, right?
I'll stop it right there.
Okay.
Our third story comes to us, and it's just a little takeaway, and I love the subhead, but an Air India flight was forced to return to the U.S. over clogged toilets, and it was a 10-hour debacle, they said. Someone else says this was a crappy flight. The passengers aboard an Air India flight going to from Chicago to Delhi suffered kind of a 10-hour trip to nowhere. The plane was forced to turn around and circle back when it got over Greenland because 11 of the 12 toilets broke down and were clogged. And so they made the decision to fly back after they'd been in the air for 5 hours to circle and go back to Chicago in an effort to try to get these toilets clogged. They said there were 300 people on the flight and there was only one toilet working. Part of me thinks, you know, it would have been a bigger deal if it come from Delhi because, you know, maybe more likely if you're Americans and your stomach was messed up. But what I didn't understand about this is if you're over Greenland, isn't it a lot quicker to maybe go to Canada or go to London or go to Norway or
I
go
have
to Iceland?
No idea.
Why would you go all the way back to Chicago?
To O'Hare Airport. Yeah, I don't know why Chicago had to be. I mean, they could have dropped into Newark or JFK, you know, anything along.
Or another 2 hours, they'd have been in London, right? If you're over Greenland, it's only a 5 or 6 hour flight from New York. How far is it from New York to London?
About 5.5-6 hours, yeah.
Right, so they've already been five in the air. They're over Greenland, so another 2 hours they could have been in London instead of flying 5 hours.
Well, you know, this article had a map of the flight trajectory. They went way up towards the Arctic Circle. Well, not as far up as that, but the arc of the flight was supposed to carry them way over Europe. So it would have been quite a departure for them. And who knows what the clearances are with security and all this issue. Yeah. But the thing that made me kind of smile, like, I would not have wanted to have been on this flight, but the only working toilet was in business class. And something tells me that there's going to be a point where if you're in business class and you have lines on both sides of you trying to use the one toilet that's working, it's not a very business class flight at that point, right? It's sort of sort of wacky.
Well, so, I was wondering if you asked the passengers, you know, can we be respectful? I guess 300 people, who knows? But so 300 for one toilet, my guess is, I don't know how they work, but maybe they would get, that one would break down as well, and then they'd be in a lot of
trouble.
If
that broke down, then they were up the creek without a paddle.
So I guess there's no plunger or anything in these? I used to always think they just opened up a hatch and dumped the stuff out over in the ocean. But
my niece works for the airline industry, and right, the bathrooms are actually sort of modular in that, you know, there's a whole system under when you to deal with the waste. And inevitably, people put things in those toilets they should not be putting in the toilet, yeah, period. So that's probably what caused the problem.
And they clean them. They get cleaned out like almost like, yep, a septic tank, right?
Yeah. After every flight, there's a special system that gets hooked up, and it pulls out that material, that fluid and all that stuff. And, you know, yeah, gets it ready for the next flight.
Oof. All right. Hey, many of you know a partner of ours here since we started on TFG Unbuttoned is Critics' Choice Video. It's America's classic movie and TV authority since 1987. They've got a spring sale going on right now, and they've got all kinds of great items from, of course, movies and TV, but also music and books and toys and gifts and a whole array of other products. John always likes to play the what did they recommend sort of thing based upon what lands on your home screen when you sign in. And did you find anything this week, Mr. Nash?
It's always, as I said, there's always something going on in the background. They must have like some kind of telepathy, because I loaded ccvideo.com, and as Tim said, it's books, movies. It's, you know, we go there primarily for movies and TV shows, but there's games and toys and bestsellers and music and all sorts of things. You could also request a catalog. It's the upper left corner of the menu system. I love getting a catalog. It's non-linear shopping. You're going to hear me say that till I die. I just love flipping through and saying, I think I need that. But I got a funny page come up. So there's a section that I think you should check out called Women Who Run Hollywood. It's from the Kino Library. Fantastic films. Looks a lot of black and white. And then Liza. Liza, a truly terrific, absolutely true story about Liza Minnelli. I was like, okay, thank you. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, which I was wanting to see, that popped up. It's a Wonderful Life. This version is colorized. I prefer the black and white one. And actually, I'm just going to be a naysayer and say that I'm happy to see It's a Wonderful Life only once a year. I don't need to see it more than that. So what did you see?
I wonder if Liza was... it's her birthday on March 12th, so Wednesday is her birthday. So I wonder if that's why.
It's a documentary, so you know, you and I love documentaries. It's Blu-ray. I'm gonna check this out because you know her mother's Judy Garland, so there's a lot of stuff around that.
Well, I know you and our friend Lauren have picked on me about not seeing any of the classics, and of course, I pride myself on having. I don't think I've seen any of the supposed classics other than maybe Citizen Kane, right? Of movies, I've never seen Gone with the Wind.
You've said this before.
In Casablanca and blah, blah, blah.
You could flip it around. Just start with Casablanca. I mean, it has some of the best character acting and some of the best actors. Bob watches Casablanca at least once every 3 months.
I got to watch it with Bob.
He loves it. I love it too. I could see any part of Casablanca and you'll see references from that other movies have picked up on from anyway.
I'll have to do that because I laugh because the first thing that popped up for me was Gone with the Wind, and it's under $11. It's like, buy me. You need to watch me.
All right, friends. I think we know what Tim's shopping list is going to have. So it's Critics' Choice Video, America's classic movie and TV authority since 1987. Thank you to them for being a partner of ours here on the Focus Group Unbuttoned. And we would invite you to visit their site by going to rsfocusgroupradio.com. and clicking on the Critics Choice Video logo. It's worth the trip and worth going down the rabbit hole. At our site, focusgroupradio.com, you'll learn about our show, The Focus Group, which drops in video form on Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on YouTube and Facebook Live. And if you're an audio-only listener, it will drop into your feed along with TFG Unbuttoned on Saturday. Everybody have a terrific week, and we'll see you here next week on TFG Unbuttoned.
It's the Focus Group Unbuttoned with Tim Bennett and John Nash, available every Tuesday. Learn more about Tim and John, Unbuttoned, and all of the Focus Group platforms at focusgroupradio.com.